Welcome to QR Calgary of More Than Money. I'm Faisal Carmelli here with Leanna. And, you know, the conversation about insurance, people get all nervous, worried. Sounds like it's a bad word.
Well, something people don't want to talk about.
Because many times insurance is tied to a scary word, death. We're talking about life insurance here. And many times people think insurance is a waste because they've heard of so many times where people have continually paid into an insurance policy and then it gets so expensive that they cancel the policy. And then they just walk away and go, man, I didn't get any benefit out of all that money I put in.
Spent a lot of money and didn't see any return.
I didn't see it as an investment. I see it as an expense.
That's right.
Let's start to talk about, is insurance an investment? And what types of insurance out there can actually get you a really good rate of return?
And what does it make sense to make it a good investment?
And we're joined by Julia Garner, Estate Planning Specialist, CIBC Private Wealth. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's set up part of this. When we sit down with clients, a lot of times we are talking to clients about insurance in an estate planning perspective. And part of the estate planning conversation that we have is either to tax mitigate. When you pass away, there's going to be a whole bunch of tax you have to pay. So this is an option that you can put on the table. Or others, we put as an estate enhancement. It enhances the estate. And regardless of which scenario that you present, Leanna, you've done this a few times as well. What's the number one objection or concern that people have when we say this is a way to minimize the estate tax or maximize the estate?
It's usually the upfront cost.
The cost. And then we say, okay, well, let's look at the cost. And then they bring up two types of insurance, Julia. Term insurance, and some call it whole life. We'll use the word permanent because there's more than just whole life out there. But walk us through, what's the difference between term insurance and permanent insurance?
Term insurance is that stereotype of insurance. It's when you hear people say exactly how you explained, I feel like I put money into it, and if I don't die, I get nothing out of it. That's term insurance. But it's definitely a necessary evil because it serves to mitigate risk. It's a very cost-effective way to protect your family when you're in a time where you're highly vulnerable. You've got a mortgage, young kids, financial dependents. During that time, you're a lot of money is going out the door too. You're paying for soccer practice and paying down potentially student debt. Everyone's circumstances look different, but if something happened to you in that time, we do want to make sure that those pieces are looked after and that your family doesn't feel the impact financially. And that's exactly what term insurance does. It protects you in a time of high vulnerability. But that time doesn't last forever. Eventually you pay off the mortgage and the kids are launched. That always takes a little bit more time than people want it to, but eventually they're launched and all of a sudden you don't really have a need for term insurance. And that's when we start to look at permanent insurance, which is ultimately just more of an asset and a strategic tool for estate planning.
Okay, can I tell my story, Leanna? Okay, you can kind of see me getting excited about this story. Okay, let's go fast forward, or let's go back in time. About 27 years ago, my mother passed away. My father's now a widower. And Julia, on this as well, what happened was he looks at his life and goes, I don't need this life insurance anymore. I don't have to protect anything for the family because mom's passed. Faisal, you're good on your own. Your older sister's good on her own. Let's get rid of these insurance policies. Let's cancel these policies. And right there, I'm like, whoa, before we do any of that, what's the objective? It's like, I don't need this anymore. I don't need the payout. And I go, let's look at this as an investment. And now two things happened after that conversation of if it's an investment. What's the rate of return on the investment? And number two, I said, I'll pay for it. As your son, I'll take it over. I'll take the insurance policy. I'll make the investment. So it's not out of your pocket. So there's two concerns there. It was expensive because permanent insurance, Julia, just to let everybody know, permanent insurance, generally speaking, more expensive than temporary or term insurance.
Absolutely.
And so in this story of mine, there was a rate of return that he didn't see. He literally saw insurance as if it was car insurance and you don't have the car anymore. And so estate planning with insurance, many people will have the same thoughts that my father went through. from your perspective, Julia, what are some of the things that people should be thinking about when it comes to using insurance, or can they use insurance as part of their estate plan for the long term?
They can. And what you said initially about establishing your goals and intentions, that's the most important piece. So it's, while these assets are long-term, your parents could have purchased that policy in 1975, right? So they could have, and during that time, their circumstances have changed. So it's important to step back and say, where are we now? What are our financial goals and intentions? What are our legacy goals? Do we want to offset terminal taxes? Do we want to leave a benefit to charity? Do we want to make sure that one child gets the business and the other child gets the insurance proceeds? So it's important to review your financial goals, think thoughtfully about what legacy means to you and how you want to make an impact with those surplus assets. And then we look at the tool and think, okay, how can we adjust this insurance, make changes to it potentially to solve those potential concerns or make sure those intentions are met.
I really like that you're talking about goals, Julia. Could you maybe walk us through about which, whether term or permanent insurance supports which kind of goal that people should be thinking about?
Term insurance is typically all about risk. So it's risk that if something happened to you, your family would be left with a mortgage. Maybe your spouse would be left with holding the household together on one income or potentially no income if you have a stay-at-home spouse. So that's a big risk. For business owners, it's a bit more complex. It's making sure that the business is looked after or transferred properly on your passing. So we're primarily looking at it as a risk management tool and a short-term risk management tool. Whereas for permanent insurance, it's around legacy and what happens beyond you. So that could be offsetting terminal taxes in the estate. It could be enhancing your legacy to beneficiaries. It could be, as I said, making a charitable donation or managing family dynamics. So they both serve completely different purposes. And part of the financial planning process that we do is to say, where are you in that phase of life? Are you in that wealth accumulation phase where you're focused on driving up those retirement savings and you do have a lot of risk? Or are you in the phase where you have saved for retirement and you're more focused on tax and estate planning? That's where we see permanent insurance come in.
As you can tell, this is a big topic that you can't get done in a short period of time like we have, but we are out of time on this. We want to thank you, Julia, for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We've been joined by Julia Garner, estate planning specialist at CIBC Private Wealth. The key thing that people have to understand is it's about goals. It's about planning. It's about having strategy. And then do the analysis on what's the best options for you. Insurance can be one. We're not here to say everybody should get life insurance, but we are here saying that insurance should be part of the conversation. And then based on the goals, the plan, the strategy, is insurance the right option for you? Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at all the things that are out there about estate planning, the goals, the concerns you have about family and your money, your wealth, the taxes, everything comes up, we're going to have these types of conversations and talk about a process that you can protect your income, grow your assets, and discuss about this thing we call legacy, some call estate planning. Now, when are we going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar?
Well, we have our next seminar in person here in Calgary on Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. And you do need to register. You will need to save a seat. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com or follow us on Facebook in order to do so. You can, again, morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
This is going to be a great session when we have. We talk about all the retirement pieces, the biggest risk in retirement. So you definitely want to join us after this. So, Leanna, we've got a new president, and this might be a problem. There might be an issue. There might be a concern when it comes to what's going to happen to Alberta. Is the Canadian energy sector heading for a bust? Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.